China is urging the United States to take tangible measures and deliver on its promise to offer humanitarian aid to Afghanistan and help rebuild the country. The call was made by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin during a press briefing held on Monday. Officials say that China's Mars rover has traveled more than 1,000 meters on the surface of the Red Planet. The Zhurong was part of China's Tianwen-1 mission launched on July 23, 2020, and also consisting of an orbiter and a lander. The lander carrying the rover, whose expected lifespan is at least 90 Martian days, touched down on May 15th in the southern part of Utopia Planitia, a vast plain in the northern hemisphere of Mars. The director of the liaison office of the Central People's Government in Hong Kong has urged the city to seize a new round of historic opportunities from national development. Luo Huinin made the remarks when addressing the first of a series of activities on the introduction of the outline of the 14th Five-Year Plan for National Socio-Economic Development. A central government delegation has started its tour to help various sectors in Hong Kong to better understand the National 14th Five-Year Plan and grasp the fresh opportunities from the National Development Scheme. A new study shows that inactivated COVID-19 vaccines developed in China helped curb the spread of the Delta variant during an outbreak of the disease in the city of Guangzhou in May. Researchers from the Guangzhou Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that two shots of the vaccines provided protection with an efficacy of 59% against COVID-19 infections involving the Delta variant, 70.2% against moderate forms of the disease, and 100% against severe disease. The study was led by renowned Chinese epidemiologist Zhong Nanshan. Officials say more than 1.94 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in China. The figures were released by the National Health Commission on Monday. Authorities say that the Chinese capital no longer has any areas that are deemed medium or high risk for COVID-19. The last area of Beijing affected by a recent outbreak of the coronavirus was downgraded to low risk on Monday. With this latest adjustment, the whole of the city is now in the low risk category. Beijing saw a resurgence of COVID-19 on July 28th, with one confirmed local transmission being reported. The city has not reported any new local transmissions since August 11th.